Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, all about the latest and greatest things happening right here in our GTE family. And joining us today, her name is Shannon Wilde. Hey, Shannon, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
It is so nice to have you on. Studio audience is very excited you're here. They've been bugging me about creating their avatars on the 3D site, but if you could see the studio audience, they won't even look good in 3D, so we're just going to leave them out of it. Hey, Shannon, tell us a bit about you and your career at GTE Financial.
Well, I've actually been with GTE Financial for a little bit in several different roles throughout the organization. So I started my career here in 2012 as an intern. I first started in the talent department. I kind of got to see all facets of that area after finishing my degree, my undergraduate degree at USF. I actually did some time in member strategies as well, got to kind of see what we're doing for the low-income communities and really got engaged in what we're doing for the community through GTE. After that, I got my master's degree, USF as well, go Vols, and came back and started the Management Apprentice Program. This is an incredible program that we did where I got to go into several different departments and really see the entire organization and get trained as a manager at GTE. So I just started my position here as Enterprise Marketing Project Manager. So that's where I really got to start with this GTE 3D program and got to launch that.
Well, it's I got to think about going back to school. Everybody I meet now, I've just got a bachelor's degree in American history. I suddenly feel like I am officially the dumbest guy in the room every time I have a guest on the radio show these days. That's awesome. I think it's great, but it is part of my when my son goes off to college, I'm thinking about pursuing a master's degree or something like that. I guess I won't be too old to learn something new. But you mentioned now you're in the 3D department. To me, at least, it seems like the possibilities for the GTE 3D site are simply endless. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just think, I mean, it's an incredible new web environment allowing us to interact with our members in a totally original way. So really, it's incredible for millennials, especially, who want quick but thorough answers at their fingertips. So it's a really complex environment. You can go in, you can get information in a totally interactive way and be able to really live chat with a representative. Maybe it's one that's just live walking around in the environment, or you can go to one of the kiosks and talk live with a representative about an account. It's a really great way that allows you to really customize your experience and get all the information about GTE Financial and learn about things that you probably didn't know about before. For instance, we've got areas on our security center. You can learn more about how to keep, you know, your money safe with GTE Financial, all the different tools we have, like the debit alerts and things like that. So you might stumble upon information you weren't seeking before. So it's really got so many different facets to it, and it's really incredible.
And it's beautiful. I mean, it's actually beautiful looking. I realize I didn't meet you in person at the Columbus Day event, but we did chat in the 3D branch when I was at the airport, which was really cool. I was FaceTiming some of that back to my son's digital interactive media class here in New Braunfels, Texas, and they all thought it was really, really great. As you can imagine, it's difficult to impress the tech-savvy millennials who are 15 and 16 years old who think they know everything already. But it really impressed them to see that the digital interactive media has possibilities for them as a profession when they get out of high school or college or go to vocational school. And, of course, we're working behind the scenes to get a tour of the 3D site with you and GTE, which in itself is really cool. I mean, imagine bringing a bunch of students from Texas on a tour in the 3D world, and nobody has to leave. Everyone can stay right where they are, and I think that's just fascinating. So what can we expect next down the road from GTE 3D? I know you guys are always – you always got something up your sleeve.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, there are a lot of different possibilities in the future for this environment. For instance, one of the things we're really excited about are new events in the environment. So, for instance, like you were saying, you know, there's a whole classroom in Texas that was able to get onto the environment. There's quite a bit of our membership that isn't in state but could really benefit from things like these home loan events where the home buying process is really complicated, especially when you've never done it before. So to be able to get in-depth answers from a live advocate is really, really helpful. So we're definitely going to be pulling in a lot more events. Recently, during our big launch week, we had an event with our recruiters and talent where people could actually talk about careers with GT Financial. So you could exchange your resume even, you know, have your own personal business card in the environment. And so there's so many possibilities and ways that we can interact with people and even customize it for things like holidays. So just recently we had the Halloween theme in there. And yeah, a little scavenger hunt going on there. So you had a chance to win some candy from us. So we're hoping to get something in there for the holidays as well. So
well, I stopped in during the career fair with my resume. And, of course, they took a look at it, laughed, and showed me the door. So I get that. I understand that. I'm really working on improving my printed resume. I think it's great. It is, you used the word original. It is original. I cannot find any evidence of any other credit union or community bank for that matter that has done anything like this in the United States. And it's just one more reason why I tell people that I honestly believe this, and I say this on my national show too, that GT Financial may just be the best credit union in America right now, because every time you think we've done something that can't be topped, we top it. And I think that's probably one of the exciting things. And like you said, you've come up from an intern and sort of seen this amazing evolution of our brand that started back in the summer of 2010, and it is a lot of fun. Hey, we always like to get out of here with just kind of a fun question that really has nothing to do with 3D or anything, but what was the last song you listened to?
Well, I'm really getting into the band The Wombats. The last song I listened to is called Give Me a Try.
Give me a try. Hey, everybody, give 3D a try. This is just... You know, just proof. I'm getting older, man. I'm 48, and they made me look it in my 3D. I don't have that much gray hair, and I would not wear a blazer with patches on the elbows. But I have never heard of the Wombats, but that's just because my musical tastes are what you would expect from a 48-year-old. Shannon, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning. I know you're busy. I know there's something always happening with you guys in marketing, but I want to congratulate you. I thought it was just brilliant. My head was spinning the moment I logged in at the airport in Tampa that Thursday when I left, and I just think it's great. Congratulations to everything you guys have done and will be doing, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Shannon Wilde, everybody. Really nice. All right, wherever you are today in the GTE family, if you're in 3D, if you're in 2D, wherever you are, hey, let's remember to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye. One, two.